Lesson 17. Samuel. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Aim. To show that God answers those who will listen to him, and will punish those like Eli's sons who only pretend to love God. Eli's wicked sons. Eli was God's high priest in Israel. He had two sons. They were wicked men. They did not love God, nor serve him as they were commanded. God was angry with Eli's sons, but he was very pleased with Samuel, as he tried so hard to serve him well. Samuel lived with Eli. He loved the old man and helped him each day in the things that needed to be done in the tabernacle. The people of Israel came to worship there and to offer sacrifices. God calls to Samuel. One night, just before the lamp of God, which was in the tabernacle, had gone out, Samuel lay down to sleep. He heard his name called, Samuel. He answered, Here am I, and ran to Eli. But Eli hadn't called and told him to go and lie down again. So Samuel went back to his bed. But once again, he heard his name called, Samuel. He went to Eli again and said, Here am I. But the old man once again told him to lie down again, because he hadn't called him. Then the third time he heard his name called, Samuel. So he went to Eli the third time and said, Here am I. He was sure Eli was calling him. By now Eli was beginning to realize what was happening. It was God who was calling the boy. So he told Samuel to go back to bed, and if he was called again, he was to say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And that is just what happened. Then Samuel listened very carefully to what God had to say to him. It was an important message for Samuel and for all of Israel. God said he was very angry with Eli's wicked sons. He would not allow them to be priests in the tabernacle anymore. Eli's family would be punished. Samuel tells Eli God's message. In the morning, Samuel opened the doors of the tabernacle as usual. He was afraid to tell Eli what God had said, for he was very fond of the old man. But Eli wanted to know. He asked him not to hide anything God had said. Sadly, Samuel told him all the words of God. And Eli answered, It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. His sons were wicked men, and he knew it was right for God to punish them. Samuel, a great man in Israel. As Samuel grew up, he learned more about the things of God and what he wanted him to do. God was with Samuel. All the people knew that God loved faithful Samuel. He was to be a great leader in Israel. Everyone listened to his wise words and learned to obey God, just as Samuel did. Lesson for us. We cannot hear God speak to us, as he did to Samuel, but we can listen to what God says by reading the Bible. If you listen carefully to Bible stories, you will grow up to love God. And when we love God, we are happy to obey him, just like Samuel. Remember these points. 1. Eli's sons were wicked and did not love or obey God. 2. God called to Samuel and told him that the wickedness of Eli's sons would be punished. 3. Samuel told Eli what God had said. 4. Samuel always listened to God, even after he had grown to be an old man. 5. Because Samuel listened to God and obeyed his voice, then Samuel was able to tell the people what was the right thing to do.